Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is notorious for being anti-marijuana, which he even called a gateway drug during the Democratic primary before eventually walking that claim back. But many progressives are still upset their party's presidential nominee is only getting behind marijuana decriminalization, like what the Commonwealth just passed, but he still won't endorse legalization. Hampton Roads Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott helped Biden craft the party's criminal justice platform, and he says Biden's stance is progressive.
There's a profound change in direction for criminal justice, from a focus on lock them up and throw away the key to prevention, early intervention, and rehabilitation. That is a profound change.
Biden's vice presidential nominee, California Senator Kamala Harris, has already been criticized for prosecuting marijuana possession cases when she was Attorney General of California. And the platform Congressman Scott helped craft is a step back for Democrats, because the party endorsed a pathway to cannabis legalization in its 2016 platform, according to New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who we caught up with on the Capitol steps.
The vast majority of Americans are supportive of legalization and decriminalization, and frankly, it's embarrassing.
But Congressman Scott, the first African-American sent to represent Virginia in Congress since Reconstruction, dismisses advocates and his fellow elected Democrats who are complaining that Biden isn't going far enough.
He's running ads saying decriminalize. Can't we move on to the next issue? Some people just want to pick a fight.
It's not just nationally known progressives. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney and a handful of Virginia legislators are also calling for marijuana legalization. But Biden and the Democratic Party stance is the same as many Republicans these days. Here's Republican Congressman Ben Klein, who represents much of Western Virginia.
I don't think it belongs on the same schedule with cocaine and heroin and other deadly drugs. So I do support reexamining that and then leaving it to the states.
In fact, even Klein is hearing about the issue from his conservative base.
It's definitely on my constituents' radar. I think we're taking steps in the right direction, but I agree that it should be a cautious step-by-step process.
That's why many members of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, like California Democrat Lou Correa, still see Biden's approach as antiquated.
I'd have preferred if he did a whole lot more.
Still, Congressman Scott, who chairs the powerful House Education and Labor Committee, isn't buying the criticisms from his left or his right. He says advocating for marijuana decriminalization, like Virginia just instituted, is a huge step forward.
If you want to fine-tune it, you can certainly do that when a bill is introduced, but a platform document shows the direction we're going in.
Many cannabis watchers have been waiting to see if President Trump and the GOP are able to swoop in and steal this issue from Democrats. But the president recently decried marijuana initiatives, which is why progressives in Virginia and elsewhere are wondering why the Democratic Party has still left this popular issue on the table in 2020. I'm Matt Laszlo.